of his power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus. There is power in the name of Jesus.
Well, praise the Lord this morning. Today is Friday, Feel the Fire Friday. We're at the end of the week, and I am Evangelist Rossi Williams. Welcome to the Morning Motivation Broadcast, where we start your day off right with hot breakfast for your soul. I am here with you Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern, and we are tackling life's everyday issues with biblical perspective to power your daily life. Each day we tackle a new topic and I assign a new task. Our topic for this morning is Stand Your Ground. Stand Your Ground. And I'll be coming from Ephesians 6, 12 through 13. While you're getting your word ready, I remind everyone that you can learn more about me, the ministry, upcoming events, everything that's going on, as well as access my law office site from the website of feeldfire.com. That's F-E-E-L, letter D, fire.com. Well, by now, on this great Friday morning, you should have your word ready. Let's go to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, verses 12 through 13. And today, I am reading from the NIV. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the authorities, against the powers of this dark world, and against the spiritual forces of evil in the heavenly realms. Therefore, put on the full armor of God, so that when the day of evil comes, you may be able to stand your ground. And after you have done everything to stand, come on and just say, what's our topic for this morning? Stand your ground. Throughout this week, I have been preaching on faith. We started off in the book of James talking about faith without works is dead. And we focused on topics such as make peace or die. We focused on things such as are you going to work today, wherein your faith without works was dead. We talked about on Wednesday, pick up the slack. And so all throughout this week, we've been focusing on faith, and yesterday the topic was don't miss your moment. So today we're going to wrap up this week of faith teaching with stand your ground. You know, throughout our lives, we are encountering situations where we have to make a decision as to whether we will retreat or whether we will stay and stand our ground. And even legally, because most of you know I'm an attorney, criminal defense is one of my practice areas, we have certain states which have enacted what's called stand your ground laws. And these laws are enacted to give you the legal right to stand there and to protect yourself, as opposed to you having a duty to retreat from adversity or, you know, that death, that threat to your life or a threat of serious bodily injury. Rather, you have the ability to stand your ground, to defend yourself, to fight for your life. This is what we also have to see here in relation to our faith walk, that the adversities that are coming up against us, although they appear to us physically or in the natural, for example, a fight with our friends, a fight with our siblings, a fight with our loved ones, a fight on the job, infirmity, some type of doubt, some type of financial distress, whatever it may be, a pending foreclosure, maybe the loss of a loved one, all of these situations, these major life changes are manifested to us in the natural. But the word that we just read in Ephesians says, I want you to remember that although you see the struggle naturally, your actual fight is not against flesh and blood. This is a spiritual battle. You are fighting spiritual warfare. I am fighting spiritual warfare against the authorities, the rulers, the powers of darkness, Satan and his devices. And so we must put on the full armor of God to be able to stand our ground. It is not enough, in other words, to only fight naturally, but you got to be fighting every day in the spirit realm. How do you do that? You got to have prayer time, intercessory time with the Lord. You must have word time where you're reading your word. And I thank everyone who's a faithful listener to the Morning Motivation broadcast, because Monday through Friday, we are tackling this word. But even on the days that I'm not on the air, you must still be in your battle uniform. You must always be battle ready. If the trumpet sounds or the bugle blows at 3 a.m. in the morning that there is a need to fight spiritual warfare, you must be able to wake up prepared in uniform, because when the war starts, nobody has time for you to say, let me go pay all the bills first. Let me run over here and see all my friends first. No, when it is time for war, you got to be ready at a moment's notice so that your opponent will not claim the victory, and so that you can truly and effectively stand your ground. You got to be ready because you understand that the outcome of the battle is to prevent serious bodily injury or even imminent death to yourself, to your spirit, to your life, to your mind, to those whom you love. So you stand your ground, ready to fight, with the knowledge that God is the general and that he has never lost a battle, with the knowledge that God is the general and he sees the end before the beginning, with the knowledge that God is the general. And it is his desire for you to be successful, to win, to prevail in every area of our lives. It is God's desire that we prevail, that we win, not just exist, not just live, but that we live exceeding abundantly above all we could ever ask or think. In 1 Corinthians 2:9, he said, your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man the things that God has prepared for those who love him. Stand your ground. Know what God has ordained for you. Believe that God has ordained it for you. Put your faith in action by doing the works to come get what you said was yours. Come get it today. Stand your ground. Hallelujah. Come on, let me begin to praise the Lord this morning. Remember that no one else can hear you. All of the lines are muted. Just begin to say, Lord, I'm standing my ground today. Wherever you are, say, Lord, I am standing my ground today. Come on, you know what you've laid out before God. You know what you've claimed that God has given unto you. You know what you've said is yours. So come get it. Come take it. Stand your ground. You don't have to retreat anymore. Let's get ready and go into prayer this morning. Dear Lord, we magnify your name. It is just another day that you have kept us and allowed us to rise battle ready this morning on Friday, January 27th. God, we are excited about this thing because we have been operating under the false pretense that we had to retreat, that we always had to run away, surrender, wave the white flag whenever things weren't going our way, whenever adversity has come, whenever it seems like defeat had overtaken us. We've been operating under the mindset that we just had to give up and die. Jesus. But Lord, this morning, I come to serve notice for not only myself, but all of the listeners this morning, that we will no longer retreat from Satan's devices, but that we will stand our grounds, our ground. We will stand in faith. We will exercise our faith by our works. We will go back to what you've promised us, and we'll begin to proclaim it, to live it, to execute the proper action, because we're no longer cowards. We're no longer those running with a yellow stripe down our backs. We're no longer afraid to step out on the deep, to step out into something new, to take risks. We're no longer afraid to protect our own lives, to protect our own blessings. We have a right to this because the law has told us we don't have to retreat anymore. Your word has shown us don't have to retreat anymore, that we can stand our ground. Now, Lord, encourage everyone who's listening to this broadcast, rules in prayer with me right now. Come in and let them know that perfect love casteth out all fear. It is not your will that we be fearful, but that we understand that our lives are hidden in you. And that if we will put on that full armor of God, that breastplate of righteousness, that helmet of salvation, if we will gird our loins with truth, if we'll have the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, if we will prepare our feet with the gospel, if we will pray and intercede, fast, Lord God, if we'll spend time with you, if we will attend church service, if we will believe and fight, we'll be able to successfully stand our ground. And for those of you listening who are unsaved or who have not given your lives to Christ, and you want to do that today, or you are in a backslidden state, a doubtful state, before I close out this prayer, I want you to repeat after me this morning. Dear Lord, I come in the name of Jesus. Today, Lord, I ask forgiveness of every sin. Lord, I commit my life to you, or I recommit my life to you. And I ask you to come in and be my Savior.
Yes.
Come on and praise the Lord this morning. Stand your ground. Praise the Lord for new souls being saved or rededicated back to the Lord. For those of you who are saved, who have gotten saved this morning or rededicated your life, I want you to get into a good Bible teaching church and get engaged. Understand that being saved does not mean that adversity will not come. It doesn't mean that you won't have days that you won't feel saved, because living saved is not an emotion. It is just a fact, a truth that you are saved and that you are now going to live with Jesus once you pass away. But while you're here on earth, you live with him joyfully every day. But to be able to optimize and maximize all that God has for you, you got to get into church, get that teaching, just like you went to elementary school, high school, you know, just like some of you may have gone to college. You had to get the teaching to know how to apply it to your everyday life. So I welcome you into the kingdom of God this morning. Now let's do our announcements and our tasks. Everyone still remain in that prayerful spirit, that spirit of worship and praise. I am Evangelist Roxy Williams, and you have tuned in to the powerful morning motivation broadcast, where every day, Monday through Friday at 6:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, we start your day off right with some hot breakfast for your soul. You can't just feed your body. natural food. You must come in and feed your soul. You can learn more about me because we have some great things coming up next week, including our Triple Threat Tuesdays, which is a new thing. So you definitely need to go to the website so you can save the date and the time. All of that is on our morning motivation page on feeldfire.com. You can also hear all of this week's teachings on faith, as well as this one. It'll be posted after 8 a.m. Eastern on feeldfire.com. Do not miss it. Go back. Get ready for Triple Threat Tuesdays. Get this word over the weekend. Go back and listen and apply it. The website is feeldfire.com, feeldfire.com. Our task for today is that you stand your ground spiritually, mentally, emotionally, because that's where the battle starts. It's in your mind. You stand your ground on whatever it is that you know God has promised to you. You do not retreat. I don't care what happens today. Do not retreat, but rather charge forward. Charge forward and come get what's yours. Take it, because God is the general. He will not let you fail. Do not retreat today. Go get your victory. I'll see you Monday morning. Have a great weekend. Have a great, great weekend. I love you for you. Feel the fire, Friday. Morning motivation. I hear the